Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a festival that not only celebrates the arrival of spring but also marks a crucial phase in the agricultural cycle of a community, and that is exactly what Chapcharkut, Mizoram's major spring festival, is all about. Chapcharkut was recently celebrated with week-long festivities in Aizwal, with the 2026 theme, Zonanze Mavi, in Remna, Mizo Ethics, Reconciliation, showcasing the Chero bamboo dance, folk music, and traditional art. But what exactly is Chapcharkut? It is the most important festival of the Mizo people of Mizoram, celebrated every year in March in the state capital Aizwal. It is a spring festival deeply rooted in the Jhum, shifting cultivation, agricultural cycle. The term Chapcharkut can be broken down into its components. Chap refers to flat bamboo pieces laid for sitting or drying, kar is a place where bamboo and trees are burnt for Jhum, and kut simply means festival. The festival marks the period after the jungle has been cleared and burnt for Jhum cultivation, but before sowing begins, a time of rest, celebration, and community bonding. Now, let us delve into the 2026 celebrations. The Chero, Mizoram's most iconic dance form, was the centerpiece of Chapcharkut celebrations. But how is the Chero performed? It involves pairs of dancers tapping long bamboo poles rhythmically on the ground and against each other, while other dancers step in and out of the moving poles with precise timing, all accompanied by traditional songs and drums. This requires exceptional coordination between pole operators and dancers. The Chero has been identified as a potential candidate for GI, geographical indication, tagging to protect its cultural identity. But why does this matter? It is because Chapcharkut and the Chero dance have significant cultural and agricultural importance. The festival is connected to Jhum cultivation, which has been the traditional farming method of the Mizo people for centuries. The process involves forest clearing, burning, rest and celebration, sowing, and harvesting, with Chapcharkut falling in the rest and celebration phase. The values promoted by Chapcharkut are respect for elders, community service, mutual support, social harmony and reconciliation, gratitude toward nature, and connection with ancestral traditions. These values are integral to the Mizo society and are reflected in their festivals and traditions. Other key Mizo festivals include Mimkut, which is celebrated in August to September to mark the Maj harvest and remember the dead, and Polkut, which is a harvest Thanksgiving festival celebrated in December. Now, let us look at the broader context of festivals in Northeast India. There are several major festivals celebrated in the region, including Bihu in Assam, Hornbill in Nagaland, Vangala in Meghalaya, and Sangai in Manipur. But what is unique about Chapcharkut is its connection to Jhum cultivation. Jhum cultivation, also known as slash and burn or shifting cultivation, involves clearing a patch of forest, burning vegetation to release nutrients into the soil, cultivating for 1 to 3 years, abandoning the plot and moving to a new one, and allowing the old plot to regenerate. However, the traditional fallow period of 15 to 20 years has been shortened to 3 to 5 years, leading to environmental concerns such as deforestation, soil erosion, and biodiversity loss. The UPSC angle to this topic is significant, as Jhum cultivation is not only an environmental concern but also an integral part of the tribal way of life in Northeast India. The government approach to Jhum cultivation is to shift to settled agriculture, as recommended by the Niti Aayog's report on Mission for Transformation of Jhum. However, tribal communities resist forced change, highlighting the need for a balanced approach that considers both environmental and cultural concerns. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Chapcharkut is a spring festival celebrated in the state of Mizoram in the month of March, and it is connected to the Jhum cultivation cycle, specifically the post-clearing and pre-sowing phase. The primary dance performed during Chapchar Kut is the Chero, which is a bamboo dance. The 2026 theme of Chapchar Kut was Jonanze Mavi, Inremna, Mizo Ethics, Reconciliation. Tlav Mangena is a Mizo concept that refers to selfless service for the community. Other key facts to remember include the fact that Mizoram is a state with a high literacy rate of around 91.58% and the Mizo society is predominantly Christian, with around 87% of the population following Christianity. The state capital of Mizoram is Aizwal, and the state was granted statehood on 20th February 1987. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Chapchar Kut, the Chero dance, and Tlav Mangena are all relevant topics for the prelims exam, and the cultural significance of jhum cultivation and its environmental impact are important aspects to consider for the mains exam. In conclusion, Chapchar Kut is a significant festival that showcases the rich cultural heritage of the Mizo people and highlights the importance of preserving traditional practices while addressing environmental concerns. As we move forward, it is essential to find a balance between cultural preservation and environmental sustainability, and this is a crucial aspect to consider in the context of India's development and growth.